From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump says he has no doubt that he will prevail in a federal court case over his travel ban. Speaking in Washington at a joint news conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Trump said that new measures to ensure U.S. security are expected next week.
So we'll be doing something very rapidly having to do with additional security for our country. You'll be seeing that sometime next week. In addition, we will continue to go through the court process, and ultimately, I have no doubt that we'll win that particular case.
The president's comments came one day after a San Francisco-based U.S. appeals court refused to reinstate his temporary ban on travel to the United States by refugees and residents of seven predominantly Muslim countries in the name of national security. At the same news conference, Japanese Prime Minister Abe said that the United States and Japan have mutual interests in the Asia-Pacific region, including controlling North Korea's nuclear program and China's recent moves in the South China Sea. He said the cornerstone of peace and security in the Asia-Pacific is the strong Japan-U.S. alliance, and this is the unwavering tie between our two countries. I and President Trump will work together to further strengthen our alliance. We have shared this strong result. The Japanese Prime Minister also said that his deputy and Vice President Mike Pence would be meeting to create a new framework for dialogue on economic issues. One of President Trump's first moves in office was to withdraw the United States from the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's selection for Health Secretary was officially sworn in Friday at the White House. Former Georgia Congressman Tom Price took the oath of office hours after the U.S. Senate voted 52-47 to approve his nomination Friday morning. Vice President Mike Pence said that Price is uniquely qualified to take over the Department of Health and Human Services.
We're both confident that you will bring that experience as a physician, that experience at the state level, and that singular experience at the national level to ensure that President Trump's vision for a healthcare system in this country that works for every American will become a reality in the years ahead.
Price, an orthopedic surgeon and former member of the House of Representatives from Georgia, is an opponent of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. President Trump and congressional Republicans have promised to repeal the law, which provides 20 million Americans with health insurance. Price faced some tough questions about whether, as head of the House Budget Committee, he used his position to benefit from stock trades. Some observers said, however, that overwhelming evidence exonerated Price of unethical behavior. Iraqi officials say at least five people were killed in two suicide bombings in eastern Mosul, including one that hit a popular restaurant. Dozens of others were reported wounded. According to military officials, the restaurant attack on Friday killed four people and wounded seven in the Zuhur neighborhood. The second attack targeted a checkpoint in the Noor neighborhood, killing one soldier and wounding seven people. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attacks. At least 11 members of a family were killed in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province when a bomb struck their house during clashes between government forces and Taliban insurgents. Local officials and family members say the incident occurred in the conflict district of Sangin, but it was not immediately clear which side was responsible. The Taliban launched a major coordinated offensive in Sangin nearly 2 weeks ago, overrunning a number of outposts and killing dozens of Afghan soldiers. Millions of Iranians took to the streets around the country Friday to celebrate the 38th anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. In Tehran, hundreds of thousands of demonstrators shouted traditional slogans and carried posters slamming the United States. The rallies commemorate when followers of Ayatollah Khomeini ousted the U.S.-backed Shah of Iran. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.